You. Tonight, I don't know why I'm standing here, but I know that God is speaking to somebody prophetically that your fire will not consume you. Come on, let me hear some praise in the house of God. Your fire will not consume you. Your water will not drown you, but God is going to take you over in the eagle's wings. We all go through problems, and I tell you like this, I tell my children, my son always says, Dada, why do we have to have all these examinations, all these tests and all that? I tell him, you know, if you don't write an exam, if you don't write a test, how will you pass? How will they know that what you're studying is something going to your head? Oh yeah, I think so. Then I have to write an exam. You know, we are hearing the word of God every day. Every Friday, faithfully, 5:30, we come to our family church, CTRA, listen to the word of God, listen to Pastor Bless. It's amazing word, the word praise and worship. We will go back from here. But what about the rest of the days, the Saturdays, the Sundays, the Mondays, the Tuesdays, the Thursdays? How is your walk with God? How is your relationship with God? How is that you're maintaining that relationship with God? Amen. It is very important, church, that we establish a very strong covenant relationship that is not only for on a Friday, but it is for throughout the week. You know, let me tell you this, CTRA, I don't know what God is going to do in the days to come, but another 1 year from now, God is going to turn things around. God is going to turn things around. This is not the hall that you will be using. This is not going to be the facility where God is going to use you. There's going to be people that's going to crowd in and say that we want to hear the gospel of Jesus. We want to hear the gospel of Jesus. Let me tell you this. If there are a serious bunch of people who are saying that God, we're going to stand in the gap no matter what happens. You know, by the grace of God, God has enabled me to do a networking among different churches and friends and families around the world. A very pronounced, wonderful church in Delhi, they contact me and say, Pastor, we're going through some tough times. We do not know what to do. The Holy Spirit said that just seek the Lord, do this, and you will see the changes that's going to happen. They just followed my instructions, what God gave, not my instructions, the instructions from God. You know what happened? In a matter of a few days, things started to change. Actually, the whole church started to enter into a new realm, into a new worship, into a new deeper relationship with God, and the face of the church changed. So we want a bunch of serious people that will stand in the gap for CTRR. We want some serious people to say that, Lord, we want to see our church blessed. We want to see not only one female, we want to see hundreds of women who are there around the city. There are hundreds of women around the city who is waiting for hearing the gospel of Jesus. Who will stand in the gap and say, Lord, I am willing to be your voice. I'm telling you, there's good news to say that you don't have to become a pastor for that. You don't have to become a reverend so-and-so. You don't have to go to any Bible college. You just have to show your lifestyle. You just show them how you love God. You just show them that how you rever God. You just show them that this is the way, the truth, and life. Your one word of saying that God loves you can turn somebody's life. This morning, as I, in my church in Sharjah, we had a wonderful man of God who was he was in the Sonapur camp. Now I don't know why am I that came to my mind, but let me just go through that. This brother was an alcoholic in the Sonapur camp. He didn't want anything else in life. He just wanted to enjoy life. One go in a bar, he used to spend nothing less than 2,000 dirhams with his friends and all that. He just loved drinking and he just loved enjoying this part of enjoyment in life. And you know, that's when we went to Sonapur, visiting camps after camps, just searching for people who would love to hear the voice of God. And we got hold of this man. And he was just 26 years old that time. And I was maybe 21 or, you know, 22 or something like that. Anyway, the Lord just visited this young man. But he, you know, in front of us, he shows, okay, he will be a good guy. He will stop drinking and all that. But the rest of the days, when we turn around, he takes his bottle and he starts drinking. Constant visits, actually, somehow, you know, he came for our meeting one day. And that day, like a baby, he sat in the meeting and started to cry. And he said he don't know what's happened, but he just continuously started to cry. You know what happened? When he went back home, there was a big bottle that was just ready for him. And, you know, he said that there was some joy that he went back to his camp. But he went there, he saw this bottle. The Holy Spirit is telling him that don't test that. Don't use that anymore because the joy of salvation is in you. But he said, Lord, that's an expensive bottle. And sometimes, you know, we are like that, you know. We want to leave certain things, but we say that, but Lord, it is an expensive thing. My God, there is nothing more expensive than the blood of Jesus. There is nothing more expensive than the cross of Calvary. You know, that young man that day, even though he wanted to drink, he took the bottle in his hand and he just, like, you know, like twisting a chicken's neck, he took the bottle and smashed that, and he said that, no more I will drink. No more I will be an alcoholic. No more I will be in the patterns of the world. And the Holy Spirit started to change him. He started coming to our church faithfully, listening to the word of God. Like one day, like, you know, how Vimal, you know, took baptism, he also took baptism in our church. And our pastor just said that, you just be faithful and God will start to use you. He said, Pastor, I don't have any education. I'm not qualified for that. Then my pastor looked at him and said that, God does not look at education. God never looks at your qualifications. God does not look at your background, but he looks at your desire. He looks at your heart, and the Lord is going to use you. You know, the days to come, you know, the Holy Spirit started to minister to him. And one fine day, we called him forward to read from the Psalms and all that. He was shocked. You know, to make the story short, we anointed him as one of our leaders, and God started using him mightily. And after some time, he had to leave this country and he had to go back to India. He was there for 2 months, and from there, God put him in Saudi Arabia. Today, he's a pastor. Today, he's a pastor. He has 5 churches in Saudi Arabia. And you know where? You know, Saudi Arabia is so strict. You know, we can't even just like the worship. The freedom of worship is not there. He has a fully, you know, a soundproofed room just next to the main Mutawa's office. The main Mutawa's means the main priest. You know, their office is there. The decisions are made from there. He has a worship happening over there. He has invited me to come. You know, what I'm trying to say is that one encounter with God can turn your life. Today, you know, that brother is a projects manager. God has blessed him. He doesn't have that qualification also, Rob. But God has put him in a very high position. God gave him everything. Everything means he drives the best of cars. He stays in the best of houses. But he has that humility of God. He's saying that this is not mine. It is all God. The all God given. I just want to give it back to God. Today, I want to encourage somebody who's sitting over here. No matter what your life is, no matter what you're going through, but if you're willing to say, the Lord, I surrender my life into your hands, and God will start to use you. I'm a product of prayer. I am a product of, you know, many tears. My mother, my church started to pray. At the age of 18, I gave my life to the Lord, and, you know, from there God has been using me. In 2014, I resigned my job. It was not easy to stay in Dubai with a full-time ministry, but I had prayers, I had encouragements, and God started to use me. God started to take me to nations only because I'm willing to go. You know, if you're willing to go, God will do greater things to you. Amen. So tonight, I want to encourage you with some verses that the Lord has put in my heart. I will not take more than 2 hours tonight. Because, you know, our son, Nevin told me that, Acha, you're free. You can do whatever you want. The Lord can just do great things. Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 28. There are some promises that God has given in your life, but this is what the Lord is reminding to certain people here. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 28. It says like this, therefore say to them, this is what the Lord God says, none of my words will be delayed any longer. The message I speak to you will be fulfilled. This is the declaration of the Lord God. You know, God has given you many promises. It is like a library full of promises. You do not know what you're going to do with that promises. Many people have promised you. Isn't that true? Many of your friends have promised you. Many of your cousins, your families might have promised you different things. But you're not even seeing them right now. But this is not like how man promises. God is telling to these people tonight. God is speaking to every one of you tonight. Therefore say to them, this is what the Lord put in my ears as I was praying for you. This is what the Lord says, that none of my words will be delayed any longer. You know, some delays are not denials. But I thank God for some delays. Because the more it delays, the more glorious it is going to be. Come on, come on, come on. Is there anybody who's there to receive that word? Lazarus died. Jesus loved that family. In Bethany, that was his place. Ate, drank, slept, prayed, worshipped, everything. But one fine day, when you know Lazarus was feeling sick, they sent a word to Jesus, said that Jesus, because you're our buddy, you know, you're our family, you must come home. Jesus said, sorry, I have an assignment. And he died. His sister said that, oh my God, Jesus, whom we fed all these years, we did all these things, he did not turn up. Now that's what we complain sometimes, no? Pastor Blessed did not say hello to me. Eh? Why? Then why didn't you say hello to him? You know, we complain. We are people, many a times, and I tell my church this morning, we should not be complaint box. But let us be people who will make a difference. You know, go to people and tell them about the love of God. If somebody's not talking to you, go and talk to them. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Pastor, preach something else. Don't say all this, Pastor. You know, we have a very short life. Today you see me, tomorrow I don't know if I'm going to be alive or not. But let's leave a mark in the life of somebody. You do not know that your brother who's sitting next to you, what is he going through? But your presence, your love, your care, let it transform somebody. Let it touch that person's life. Let that, you know, encourage somebody. Your words of encouragement can change somebody's lifestyle. You know, your words of love can change the destiny of certain people in life. You know, this pastor, when he came and told that Pastor Lino and all those people came, no, it is not we who brought him to this world, to this love, but it is God's marvelous grace that came to that brother, and he's a mighty man of God today. Let me tell you this, you do not know that you're sitting to the next Billy Graham of this generation. You do not know that we are going to sit, you're sitting to the next Catherine Coleman of the generation. God is going to use you marvelously much more than you think you can imagine. So get ready, church. Every promise that God has made upon your life, it is coming to pass. It will not be delayed. It will not tarry anymore. You will see the hand of God. Every area of your life, wherever you require that miracle, God is going to do that for you. God is going to do that for you. God is going to do that for you. In Psalms 84 verse 11, I want to encourage you tonight by saying these verses. Psalms 84 verse 11, it's a beautiful verse that I always love to read. It says like this. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Let CTR Church be a church that walk blameless before God. You should not have any other hidden agenda. You should not have any other. We are not here to make money. We are not here to make anybody's name great. We are here to serve God. I know that this church is birthed out of so much of prayers. This church is birthed out of so much of tears. And definitely God has a greater plan in this church. Again, the Lord is reminding you, next July, 2019 July, from now, you're going to see some greater things are going to happen. Some greater changes are going to happen. Let the praises, let the fastings, let the prayers continue and you will see the hand of God. Hallelujah. God says that I will not withhold any good thing. At the beginning of this year, the Lord gave me a verse that, you know, that he's going to shower his latter blessings as well as the former blessings. This is what the Lord promised me to speak to you tonight, that there is going to be a latter rain and there is going to be a former rain. Now let me take you through some verses, and then I would I will not take much time. I don't know, maybe I'm here for next Friday. I don't know. Also, maybe if I am not able to continue, I will definitely finish next Friday. But let me go through how much I can. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 11. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 11. Maybe you can just note down these verses. Go home and you can read it and you can just understand it and. And it will be a verse, you know. For my thoughts are not your thoughts and your ways are not my ways. This is what the Lord's declaration is. Come down. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. One third. For just as rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return there without saturating the earth and making it germinate and sprout and providing seed to sow and food to eat, so my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it. Every word that is spoken to your life, the Lord is reminding you, it might it might be promises that God has promised you years back. Years back, the Lord might have promised you. Years back, the Lord might have told you, but you haven't seen the fulfillment. But the Holy Spirit is saying tonight that you will see that none of my words that came from my mouth will not return to me empty. That means, my God, if He has promised you something, He will surely accomplish it. The devil cannot take away the promises of God. The devil cannot take away the joy that is in your heart. Tonight, I'm here just to say that God is going to use you powerfully in the days to come. God is going to marvelously use you in the days to come. Hallelujah. So the verse is that as the shower comes down, as the rain comes down and saturates the earth, so is my word that is going to saturate us. It is going to do a work in us. Another couple of verses I would like to read is from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 3 to 6. You know, the word of God is so wonderful, and I thank God for the word that comes. Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
If the clouds are full, they will pour out rain on the earth.
So if the clouds are full, it will pour out
rain
on the earth.
Whether a tree falls to the south or the north. The place where the tree falls, there it will lie.
Okay.
One who watches the wind will not sow.
Okay.
And the one who looks at the clouds will not reap.
Okay.
Just as you don't know the path of the wind or how bones develop.
Read.
In the morning, sow your seed. And at the evening, do not let your hand rest.
See, this is the secret of, you know, God's blessings. It says, sow your seed in the morning and at evening let your hands, and let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. See, that means, you know, we cannot be people who, we have the promises of God and we are sitting quiet. That is not how it works. You know, the chicken, it lays eggs, right? And I always like to say this example. It doesn't take 1 or 2 days. It takes a full span of 21 days for the chicks to hatch. But if the mother is looking at the chicks and saying that my chicks are going to come out, it's not going to come out. What does it have to do? It has to come and sit on top of the eggs. It have to wait there. You know, have you ever tried, you know, going near a chicken where, you know, a hen, especially, you know, where, you know, it's sitting on top of the eggs. You know, what does it do? It does not smile at you. It'll just blot up and just comes like, don't disturb me. I'm taking care of my eggs. So likewise it is. You need to be aggressive in the promises of God. You need to sit down with the word of God. You need to spend time in the presence of God. You need to hear the voice of God. Because unless and otherwise you don't hear the voice of God, you cannot see the fulfillment of God's promise upon your life. Are you there with me tonight? We need to be aggressive. You know, my mother, there was a prophecy that came to her years back. One pastor, one prophet came and said that, Mrs. Rachel, you are going to, in your family, I see a coffin coming. I see that coffin is going to come and you're going to be a widow. My mother said, Pastor, thank you for the word. But that word, I cancel it in Jesus' name. My mother was bold to say that looking upon his face. He's a prophet. My mother said, I don't care. I'm not going to be a widow at a small young age. I'm not going to see a coffin in my home. I'm going to see the fulfillment of God's promise in my life. When people just start to speak in your life, in your deeper heart, like my mother is bold. Look, she openly said, I cancel in Jesus' name. I just said, Mrs. Thomas, what the God said. I said, I do not know what God said, but I know that my God will not allow this to happen. You know, you have the authority to reverse what is spoken against your life. I don't know why God is telling me to tell this. Every curse that is spoken against your life, you have the authority to reverse it and say that that curse be a blessing upon our life. You know, we came from a very poor background. Very poor background. My dad was a mechanic. My mother was a housewife. We didn't even have a home in Kerala. We went through our tough times. Me, my elder sister, my younger sister. We went through our tough times. My mother always kept saying that we will not die. We will not borrow. God will give us the ability to lend. God will give us the grace to make others a blessing. God will make our family great. God will do greater things. All my my father's side, my mother's side, every brothers looked at us and said, oh, you became Pentecostal believers, born again, that, you know, that weird talking people. God is not going to bless you guys. You know, God will not give you good, good partners in life. My mother said, doesn't matter. We will still serve the Lord. Today, you know, out of all my family members, we are the most blessed today. Our family members come to and ask us, how did you get blessed? My mother always says, seek the presence of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this shall be added unto you. Church, I want to tell you that the decision that you made to leave everything, we meant the decision that you made to leave all your traditions, all your backgrounds, and say, Lord, I want to stand for you. Lord, I want to stand for you. The decision, God will definitely honor you, my brother. Definitely, God is going to honor your decisions that you make tonight. Now, let me tell you this. Jesus Christ did not come into this world to make any particular religion or establish any kind of churches. We are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. You are the body of the living God. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Hallelujah. When you go to heaven, there is not going to be, India Life Church or IPC or, you know, so and so or CTR churches. No. That's not how it's going to be. We're going to stand as one family. We're going to stand as one family, giving praise and worship and glory unto God. So coming back to the verse tonight, the Lord says that whatever God has promised upon your life is going to come to pass. So this week, just start praying. You know, I pray that the seventh month of this year is going to be a miracle month for you. God is going to turn your sorrows into joy. God is going to turn your problems into a blessing. God is going to definitely open new doors for you. I prophesy it in Jesus' name. Your financial situations will change. Your family situations will change. God is going to open the floodgates of heaven for you. Are you ready to receive the promise? Are you ready to receive the promise? So as the rain is a symbol of blessing. You know, in Ecclesiastes it says that sow your seed in the morning and at evening let not your hands be idle. That means we need to do certain things by faith. When it comes to sowing, the farmers, they just do that aggressively and they just don't keep quiet. They work hard and they sow the seed. And then what do? In the evening, they just wait. They do the other things to prepare themselves. You know, and when we come to the verse 3, it says, if clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Now, this is what the Holy Spirit taught me. If the clouds, like, you know, it's the circle of life. That's how it is. You know, when rain falls, you know, and what happens? The same water is going to be evaporated. This as it evaporates, it's all stored up in the clouds. Amen. It is stored up in the clouds. So this cloud will see. Thank you, sir. This cloud will be full of water. You know, when the clouds are full of water, it cannot just keep quiet. What happens? The rain have to come. This is what the Lord taught me. Every prayer that you pray is in that cloud. Oh, come on. Everything that you have done sincerely, whether you have come here early, put the plugs, you have set the table, you have made all the arrangements, everything is stored up in that cloud. Oh, come on. Are you ready to listen to what God is going to say? Everything, every tears of yours is in that cloud. Every tear that you cried in the presence of God, sister, every tear that you cried is in that cloud. And one fine day, this cloud has to open up. One day, this cloud has to open up. What goes from here will definitely come down also. Oh, hallelujah. What you give will come back to you. Press down, shake it together. It's going to come back to you. Every praise that you give unto God is going to come back to you as a blessing. Every worship that you give unto Him will definitely come down. Every prayer that you prayed will definitely come down. So I believe that upon CTRR, there's going to be this cloud that's going to come upon. The rain is going to come upon us. In Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, it says that, ask the Lord for rain in the seasons of spring rain. The Lord makes the rain clouds and He will give them showers of rain and crops in the field for everyone. So we need to ask God. Let me tell you this. Is there anything impossible with God? You know, when I was just driving and coming and I was saying, Lord, thank you, God, that you give me money. I just went to this petrol station because in Sharjah and all that, in ADNOC, we need to self-serve, you know, and I'm a lazy guy. I went to Enoch and I said, guys, self-serve? No, sir, we are free. And I said, okay, man, just do it. And I just, tears came down. I said, Lord, thank you that even though I don't have a job, but I'm serving you, that I am not lacking anything, Lord. Thank you, God, for that 100 dirhams that is there in my purse that I can pay for my fuel. Now here, I'm not here to show my sympathy story, but I want to tell you about a God who takes care of your smallest of needs in life. One fine day, I get a call from a sister. It was very late, and she asked me one thing. Pastor, it was 2 years back. Pastor, what are you doing? I said, I'm about to pray and sleep. Oh, your children are having vacation. I'm not going to send your children vacation. I said, no, I can't afford to send. I said, no, you have to send. The Lord is going to make way for you. And that sister blessed me with one-way ticket for my children to go to India for a vacation. I said, I got my one-way ticket. Now, what about my return ticket? She said, you just start to pray and God will give that to you. Believe me, miraculously, God heard that prayer. Somebody else calls me home and says that, you know, Pastor, your children are in India. I said, yeah. When are they coming back? I said, no idea. Why? I haven't taken the ticket. Oh, this morning the Lord spoke to us and said that, please take the return ticket for Pastor Lino. It is a small thing. You know, they took for me the return ticket right there sitting in the home. I'm not telling you about my return ticket or anything, but I just want to thank God for people in your life who will step into your life and say that God is going to do something for you. God is going to do something for you. I thank God for, you know, I thank God for family. I thank God for brothers and sisters like this. I thank God for younger brothers like this who stands with you in the gap, who prayed. I know this church prayed for my Timothy. They prayed and they were asking me every, I got messages and asking, how was Timothy doing? Even small children came and asked me, how is Timothy doing? If it wasn't your prayers, my son wouldn't have been healed. If it wasn't your cry, my son wouldn't have received that miracle healing. But let me tell you this, there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. So ask the Lord for rain in the season of spring rain. If you will not ask, you will not receive. You might be going through a financial situation. Ask God for a financial breakthrough. You might be going through a situation in your workplace where your boss might be tormenting you. You're having some tough time. Pray that your boss will get a promotion. Why should my boss get a promotion? So that he will go to another department, you will be blessed, you will be promoted. See, this is all actually, you know, business consulting, consultation tips. But I'm giving you for free. Normally I charge $100. Because God has been using me. I'm not a businessman, Ranima. But God has used me to speak to business people, give them ideas, strategies that has blown their mind. You know what is the secret? I tell them the secret from the word of God. I tell them the secret from the word. They ask me, from which business university? I said, I can't reveal that. So pray for your boss to get promoted. Can you do that? And you will see, you will be promoted to that place. You do not know what God can do. He works through mysterious ways. Tonight I want you to ask, do not limit God. Do not say that, oh, I come from this background. I don't have doctors and nurses and, you know, engineers in my family. Can I be a doctor? Yes, definitely you can be a doctor. You know, in my family there is no doctors. But I tell that I am a doctor. Really? One fine day, there was an accident in Sheikh Zayed Road. You know, one lady, my car was waiting and four cars came and banged. So the last car was, a local lady. She came and rammed into the four cars and my car is the front. So I came out, but we were fine. I had children in my car, but we were fine. But I saw one taxi, one Filipino lady was panicking and blood coming. And I said, okay, lady, wait a minute. Just lie down. She had some gym bag and all. I said, lie down. I saw some ice and all that. I took, she said, I'm bleeding. I said, don't worry. I just helped her out and I took that ice and she said, are you a doctor? I said, yes, I'm a doctor. See, pastors, you know, they are talented. You do not know what all we can become. Indonesia, when I went was very much a refrain. I was about to enter into my hotel, I heard bang. And one young couple on the motorcycle, they banged, they were bleeding. So I told them, come. And I called the hotel people and I told them what all to do. They said, are you a doctor? I said, yes, I'm a doctor. According to the situation, you can become an engineer, you can become a plumber, you can become everything. So be willing to be anybody and anybody. So tonight, again, I want to tell you, ask God for what you want. God will definitely answer you. God is waiting for you to ask Him. God is waiting for you to ask Him, and He is willing to do that for you. There is nothing impossible with God. I do not have much time, but I have to go through these verses. In Joel chapter 2, verses 21 and 29. This is what I was been waiting for to speak to you. Joel chapter 2, verses 21 to 29. It's in the New Testament.
Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Don't be afraid.
I thought it was God speaking to me. Sure. I said, what is that? So, please do not broadcast this message in your website and all that. Joel chapter 2 verses 21. Yes, son, read that.
Don't be afraid. Land. Rejoice and be glad. For the Lord has done great things.
Uh-huh. Next
verse. Don't be afraid, wild animals. For the wilderness pastures have turned green.
See, tonight the Lord is telling to my people, do not be afraid. Many a times it is our fear that grips you that you cannot go forward. See, many a times you are unable to achieve what God wanted to do through you, but it is your fear that has pulled you back. And I pray that, you know, that fear will leave your heart. Because the love of God will take away every fear from your heart. Let me tell you this. I want to encourage you, young people. Do not be a coward, you know, to do certain things. You should not go back. Go forward. Try and attempt some things and God will definitely do. Here the Bible says, do not be afraid, wild animals for the wilderness. Go to the next verse. It says, okay.
Children of Zion.
Do not be afraid, but the children of Zion.
Rejoice and be glad in the Lord your God.
Amen.
Because He gives you the autumn rain for your vindication.
Uh-huh.
He sends showers for you, both autumn and spring rain as before.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, children of Zion, rejoice and be glad in the Lord your God. Because He gives you the autumn rain. He's the one who's going to give you the latter rain and the former rain. This rain is going to come. This rain is going to come. Go to the next verse, son.
The threshing floors will be full of grain.
This is a prophetic word for you. The threshing floors will be full of grain.
And the vats will overflow with new wine.
Are you ready for an overflow of God's presence and blessings upon your life? Go ahead.
I will repay you for the years that the swarming locusts
ate. Oh my good Lord. That is the promise of God. Yes.
The young locust, the destroying locust, and the devouring locust.
Uh-huh.
My great army that I sent against you.
Uh-huh.
You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied.
Amen.
You will praise the name of Yahweh.
Amen.
Your God, who has dealt wondrously with you.
Wondrously with you.
My people will never again be put to shame.
He's a God that will never put you to shame tonight. I do not know to whom the Lord is speaking tonight, but the Lord is saying that I will never put my people to shame. You will not be a people of shame, but you will be a people of honor. He's a God who has dealt with you wondrously, and He's going to open new doors for you. Are you ready for a new beginning? Are you ready for a new beginning? Are you ready to see a new move of God upon your life? Let's complete that verse, Murray.
You will know that I am present in Israel,
uh-huh,
and that I am the Lord your God.
Uh-huh.
And there is no other. My people will never again be put to shame.
Hallelujah. And then after that.
After this.
Oh yes.
I will pour out my spirit on
all. Oh hallelujah.
And your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
Amen.
Your old men will have dreams and your young men will see visions.
Amen. Are you ready to see this visitation of God upon your life? I want you to just close your eyes at the moment. I want you to prepare yourself. I do not know what God wanted to speak, but God has spoken to you very sharply. Tonight the Lord is going to do something miraculously. You have been struggling, you have been waiting, you have been going through different situations. situations of life. But tonight, the Lord is open. It's going to open new doors for you. Tonight, the Lord is going to open new doors for you. There is a new beginning. The Holy Spirit is going to see. He's saying that He's going to do it for you. The former rain and the latter rain is going to come upon your life. Miracles are going to happen in your life. Miracles that you never expected. Miracles that you never thought. It's going to come upon you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Job chapter 42 verse 12 that the latter rain will bless you more than the first. The latter part of Job's life was better than the first. Tonight the Lord says that I am going to do something